Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The second baseman, Emil Verbin. Batting third. The third baseman, Bert Haas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Sisler. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Del Ennis. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Harry Walker. Batting seventh. The catcher, Don Paget. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Granny Hamner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Kurt Simmons. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Kurt Simmons. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Blattner. Batting second. The center fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jack Lark. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jansen. Pitching for the New York Giants, Larry Jansen. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops it up and throws to first, with Jansen covering, for the out. One out. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Phillies. Dick Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis takes first base on ball four. Sisler moves to second. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamner misplays the ball. That's an error on Hamner. Blattner moves to second. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize strikes out. There goes Blattner. Here's the throw, and he's safe. There goes Gordon. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper takes first base on ball four. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Giants nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Don Paget is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paget hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blattner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verbin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blattner hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Giants nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashburn hits a pop-up towards third. Lark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0-for-1 in the game. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Haas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockman hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-1 in the game. Mize hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gordon moves to third. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cooper hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Giants. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Ennis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lark takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Lark trying to get to third. Walker throws the ball into Haas, who tags Lark for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Dick Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blattner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ennis strikes out. Two outs. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Phillies 1. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jansen strikes out. One out. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blattner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Simmons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockman hits a pop-up towards third. Haas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Don Paget is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paget is 0-for-1 in the game. Paget hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blattner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamner hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Phillies 1. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gordon hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Paget settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Simmons covering, for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0-for-2 in the game. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. Verbin moves to second. Two outs. Dick Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a pop-up towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Phillies 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Lark hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker who is chasing the ball. Lark reaches third base with a triple. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jansen bunts between the mound and first base. Simmons scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jansen for the out. Lark scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Giants. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blattner hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ennis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Paget is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paget is 0 for 2 in the game. Paget hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Phillies 1. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 3 in the game. Lockman takes first base on ball 4. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lockman moves to second. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mize takes first base on ball 4. Lockman moves to third. Gordon moves to second. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamner misplays the ball. That's an error on Hamner. Lockman scores. Gordon scores. Mize moves to third. It's 6-1, Giants. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 3 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Mize scores. Two outs. It's 7-1, Giants. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. Lark hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Lark reaches second base with a double. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kerr takes first base on ball 4. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Jansen takes first base on ball 4. Lark moves to third. Kerr moves to second. Ed Husser now pitching. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Blattner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Haas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hamner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blattner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Blatnick pinch hits for Ed Husser. Johnny Blatnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blatnick strikes out. two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 3 in the game. Ashburn hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Phillies 1. The Giants will come to bat. Charlie Bicknell now pitching. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Lockman hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gordon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mize takes first base on ball 4. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 4 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Ennis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Verbin hits a pop-up towards third. Lark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 7, and Philadelphia Phillies, 1. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.